This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Denver District Attorney's Office plans to drop all murder charges against a man accused in an alleged road rage incident last year. CPR's Tony Gorman has more in the case of Stephon Long.
Denver DA Beth McCann says her office couldn't prove Long's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. She says there's strong evidence to prove that the 26-year-old was using self-defense and killing brothers Blake and Damon Lucas on I-25 in June 2023. Long was facing two murder charges. One of them was dropped last October. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Aurora, city officials introduced their new police chief, Todd Chamberlain, on Thursday. The new chief arrives following a two-year search to fill the position permanently. Chamberlain said he wants his performance measured by results.
I've had the opportunity to see when it doesn't go right, when things aren't done correctly. And that skill set that I have, that skill set that I've honed in over 35 years of law enforcement, I can't wait, and I really have that desire to bring into the city of Aurora.
Up to now, Chamberlain spent all of his law enforcement career in and around Los Angeles. With confirmation from Aurora City Council, he's expected to start there September 9th. A mudslide in southwest Colorado has closed a popular route for four-wheelers. Imogene Pass is closed from both sides for the foreseeable future. The pass connects Telluride and Ouray. The San Miguel County Sheriff says no one should attempt the 17-mile route. That includes people in Jeeps, bicycles, dirt bikes, and trail runners. Southwest Colorado and the Front Range have a chance for rain this afternoon. Around Denver, it gets warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.